excited for my next guest. You know, last week, you might recall, we spoke to the spokesperson of the Democratic Alliance to find out what the story was with the delayed internal interviews. And it prompted so many of you to, throw your ideas into the ring about, hey, this is who should be running, and this is what I think of so-and-so. And this discussion became so robust that I thought I had a really great brainwave. We decided that I would love to hear each candidate from the DA, mayoral candidate from the DA's vision for the city of Cape Town. Now, as you know, the Democratic Alliance does not allow for internal debates to be publicized, and we respect that. And so we had it all lined up, and that we would have Dan Plato, Monginkosi Madikizela, and Jordan Hill Lewis speaking to us. And somehow, I don't know, the universe played against us. As you know, Monginkosi Madikizela has now been suspended on the basis of last week's big story. Dan Plato had kind of decided he's no longer interested. But Jordan Hill Lewis remains keen to let you know what his vision will be for Cape Town. And I really applaud that and appreciate that. One, because I think we can all admit that Cape Town will most likely go to the DA. And two, I think voters have a right to know what the offering is from the candidate that may well end up taking up that seat, or definitely vying for that seat in the local government elections, and what that person stands for. And probably compared to Monginkosi and Dan Plato, to be honest, you know, Jordan Hill Lewis's work as a member of parliament might not be as visible to many of you who don't follow that as closely. And so I'm excited to introduce you from a mayoral candidacy perspective to Jordan Hill Lewis, DA MP and candidate for Cape Town within the DA. Good morning, Jordan. How are you this morning?
Hey, Rafiwe. It's really nice to be with you. I'm very well.
Excellent. All right. Talk to us a little bit about how the candidacy race has been going thus far.
Wow, it's been quite arduous, I must say. I didn't expect that it would be quite so stressful when I got into it, but I have just been trying to, and as you said in your introduction, there have been one or two nasty elements, but I have just been trying to focus on making my own case and setting up my own stall, and making the case for a fresh, galvanizing vision for Cape Town. And so I'm still in it and still enjoying it very much and learning a lot, and still want to win.
You know, some might say that you're a party favorite with respect to making your way into this particular role. Is that something that you take for granted?
No, absolutely not. This is a very, very tight race. And I think, you have to still back the incumbent with the huge benefits of incumbency. So I think it's going to be very close. And that's why I'm just really working very hard, preparing as best as I can, writing and reading a huge amount, and preparing to make my case as best I can to the electors when they finally meet. There's been some delay, as you know.
Indeed. That is something that we will not have any control over, but I would love for listeners to hear a little bit about your vision for Cape Town itself. What are your key priorities and running points?
Sure. Well, Rafiwe, thank you for the opportunity. I'm running for mayor because I believe very, very deeply that Cape Town can be so much more than it is at the moment. More hopeful, more inspiring, more optimistic, and more prosperous, so that we can lift Capetonians out of poverty and into lives of dignity. And I want to link with something that you said a few days ago that really struck a chord with me about this idea of the national project. And I'm extremely committed to that idea that South Africa's founding vision is still possible. And as much as it is often mocked and scorned in South Africa today, I'm still a big believer in that. And I think that the best place that we have to prove it is actually in Cape Town. But we've got to make real progress in proving that it is possible. And that's my galvanizing vision, personally. And if we are going to do that, I think it starts with us recognizing that residents in Cape Town are really having an extremely tough time. I heard your caller earlier say how, his wife has started a small business just to make ends meet, during a baking business to make ends meet. But they are their lives are, in a sense, tethered to national services that simply aren't working and aren't delivering what they need for them. You've just spoken to the post office, but I think of electricity and railways and safety and security, law and order. And so I think the city has a choice now. The city can say, well, these things aren't our problem, and we're not going to get involved in them, and we're going to stick to our knitting, so to speak. Or I think we can really lead the debate in the next phase of South African politics to say, we have the competence, we have the resources, we have what it takes to actually deliver meaningful services to Cape Town's residents that make their lives easier and expand opportunity and grow the economy. And I'm really, really passionate about being at the forefront of the debate. So in a summary, that's why I am very keen on being the mayor.
You know, there are two, at least, maybe three Cape Towns. And people's visions often are about bringing up those who've been left behind or chasing a world-class future. On which side of the spectrum do you think sit?
No, I think the reason I'm in politics is to make a serious dent on poverty. Not going to say that we can beat it in my lifetime, but that's the whole point of politics. If we are not improving the lives of the poorest people and giving them more opportunity and more dignity, then really what's the point? So that's why I'm in it. But I also recognize that the way that you have to do that is by growing the economy faster than population growth and faster than the rest of the country. And to do that, you've got to have a really galvanizing and inspiring vision of growth that positions Cape Town as a city of global renown, as a city that people can really feel proud and inspired by, that attracts more visitors, more tourists, more businesses to locate here. So the two are completely interlinked, but we are clear on what the goal is, the purpose.
Your portfolio in Parliament is finance. That's your background educationally as well. I mean, but more importantly, I'm thinking about your day-to-day work, having to reach across the aisle with the governing party. Is this something that might stand you in good stead in managing those service delivery issues you spoke of earlier? Unfortunately, at the moment, we often reach a stalemate in Cape Town where when we seek delivery of services, we get told that's a national competency. And there doesn't seem to be appropriate communication between, I would say, different levels of government, but clearly it's different parties.
Yes, well, ever since UCT days, when I was in student politics, I've maintained really excellent relationships with my opponents. Actually, we've always gone toe-to-toe and very tough on the issues, as I've done in Parliament as well, but always maintained a basic collegiality and decorum. And I think that will stand me in good stead. That doesn't mean that I'm not going to be very tough on core issues with national government where they are failing. But I do think that one can do so in the spirit of trying to fix South Africa. This is not about, one of the criticisms has been, well, this is about making Cape Town an island. It's not at all. It's about making South Africa work and proving, as I said, that founding vision is still possible. And I think that if some national government ministers, I can't say all, certainly not all, but if some see that spirit and that fundamental ethic, then they actually are willing to cooperate to make forward progress, without it having to become very acrimonious.
We're unfortunately out of time, but I think we got quite a bit out of that. Thank you very much, Jordan. All the best for the race, and thank you for showing up for Cape Townians.
For many more times in the future.
Indeed. All right. Jordan Hilders, DA MP and mayoral candidate within the DA at this time.